Coming up today on Chatabout, we find out what's going on at the Boys and Girls Club of the Bemidji area. 1 week from tonight, it's National Night Out, and they've got some other cool stuff coming up as well. We'll hear from Shelby and Talia next on Chatabout. Sponsored today by Higgins Heating, Air Conditioning, and Refrigeration, the Bemidji Chrysler Center and Honda of Bemidji, and Beltrami Electric Cooperative. Well, on Chatabout today, it's great to have the Boys and Girls Club of the Bemidji area back in. We have Shelby Weckworth, the Grants Director, and Talia Couch, the Assistant Director, with us. Guys, welcome back.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us today.
So I think the Grants Director job pretty much says what it is, but obviously that's not all you do.
No, I kind of dabble in a little bit of everything over at the club. I've been there for 12 years now, so... You know, a lot of experience, a lot of knowledge, and want to share that with our full team. So along with doing all the grants, I help coach the program team, and I help host our National Night Out event.
So with assistant director, what are some of the things you're doing every day, Talia?
Primarily, I just work with the 6th through 12th graders. I overlook those age groups, help coach those staff, run programs, get some of our teen programs up and running, like Youth of the Year, stuff like that. So
okay. Well, we have a big event coming up, the National Night Out 2023. I guess nationally, it's been going for 40 years now?
Yep. It is a national event all across the nation.
And is this just something that the Boys and Girls Club in the Bemidji area decided to be part of, or is that something Boys and Girls Clubs are a part of nationally?
Our club really took initiative. Partnered up with local agencies and organizations to make this happen. But there's Boys and Girls Club everywhere that help host events or attend the events. So it's really something that it matches our mission. It's really about building connections and building safety in mm-hmm. our community and really connecting positive relationships with our first responders and our community members.
Okay. And it's like 1 week from tonight, right?
Yes. Coming up quick.
So what will we expect? I mean, if we come out for the event, what's going to happen? What are we going to enjoy?
So there's all kinds of carnival games that we have. We have two bounce houses. We have dunk tanks. You can dunk some of our staff there. The Bemidji Police Department's there. The Beltrami Sheriff Department. We got ambulance, helicopters, tons of demos and all kinds of vehicles to see. So it's really fun. Okay. It's a great time.
And I was there last year and I had a blast, and there was a ton of people there. I mean, it's a fun event.
Yes, this is a completely free event for our community. So no cost to anyone. We anticipate over 700 people easily at these events. We will be providing a free meal while supplies last. So make sure if you want to join us, get there early. It starts at 5:30. It's located kind of right between the Boys and Girls Club and J.W. Smith. So club parking lot is a great option. Otherwise, street parking. If you're within a couple blocks, we encourage people to walk on over just because it can fill up pretty quick on those streets.
And you've got a number of organizations that I know you wanted to say thank you about for what they're doing at the event, right?
Yes. This event is really all about building connections and supporting. So a couple that we really want to shout out is Bemidji Police Department. Really helped us secure some funds to make this possible. Historically, this was an event that we took on to our own budget, which we didn't really have any funds for, but we made it happen because it was important to our community, important to us. So Bemidji Police Department stepped up and help with some funds. So we want to thank them for that. United Way this year has really been awesome. Danae and Annie and her teams over there, they're actually helping coordinate all the agency and organizations. So part of this event is connections. So we invite agencies, organizations, nonprofits to come out and have a table and share with the community what they do. So it's a great way for community members to connect and find out new things in our community that may help them. So shout out to United Way for helping organize that for us. Northern Event Rental, Jake and his team are super awesome. So we are able to get a tent, table, chairs all through Jake. So that way on very nice sunny days, we have a little bit of shade. So we appreciate him helping out with those. Bemidji Bounce, which is a new family-owned business here in town. They're actually going to be bringing another bounce house for us. So we are excited to have them join the event for the first time this year. And then Dustin down at Downtown Meats, he really helped us out. We're going to be having hot dogs for our meal at the event, and along with us purchasing a bunch, he helped donate some as well. So with those funds from the police department, we really want to support local. Our club relies on our community support, and, you know, making sure that we have the funds available to do what we can do for the kids all year round. So we really want to turn around these funds, keep them in our community, and everything for the meal is going to be purchased locally.
And you also want to make sure everybody can get there. I know you've got some transportation things going on, too, to help people get to the event.
Yes. So we are part of the Ridgeway Neighborhood Initiative. So part of that is we are providing a bus from the Ridgeway general community to this event. So anyone who lives in that general area can walk on over where to the picnics are hosted on Tuesday evenings. There'll be a big yellow school bus. You can't miss it. Hop on the bus around 5 to 5:15. Come join us for the event, and that bus will drop you right back off after the event as well.
Okay. Do you know how many people show up for the event every year?
It's a great guess. you know, it's open all the way around, so we got people walking in from every which direction. But we make at least 700 meals, and it's gone every year. And we estimate that there's a lot of people that actually don't even eat. So make sure if you're coming, get there early if you want that free meal.
All right. So this is a week from tonight. Starts at 5:30 and goes till
7:30.
5:30, 7:30. Yep. Just a great evening. Lots of fun for everybody.
Yes.
I got my library card there last year. So.
Oh,
check that out.
That's awesome.
Which I should use more, I admit, but at least I have it now. So those are the things. Yeah, because you had a ton of community booths there that people were checking out, too.
Yeah, I know last year Headwater Science Center, they had brought some reptiles with, maybe.
Yep.
last year. I believe that's right. They're coming again?
I believe they're on the list.
Great, so great.
A lot of our community partners,
yes.
Especially the ones that believe in youth development,
yes,
are all joining us for the event. So come check out what they have to offer.
So who's going to be in the dunk tank?
Generally, our staff are usually, they love to volunteer to be in the dunk tank. So generally, we rotate through our staff throughout the night. And sometimes there's kids who come up to us and they'll be like, I want to dunk this staff. And so we check in with them. So
okay.
We also invite our first responders.
Yes.
So if any firefighters or police officers,
yes,
sheriff want to join in, they sure can. Kev, if you want a rotation in, yeah, the dunk tank, we can make it happen.
I'm sorry. I will be working on the sound. Otherwise, I'm sure I would.
all right. Maybe next year we'll play.
Maybe next year. All right. You guys have a big event coming up later in August as well.
We sure do. So our annual golf tournament is on Monday, August 21st.
Okay. And that is that's Bob Louth Ford is the big sponsor of that. But you'll take anybody who wants to be a sponsor, right?
We sure will. We have multiple levels. So if you're interested in getting your name out there and supporting a great cause for the Boys and Girls Club, go on our website, bgcbemidji.org, or call the club, 218-444-4171. And Trish Ritchie is our marketing events coordinator, and she can help you out with that.
And she can also help you out if you want to golf in the tournament, too, I'm
she
guessing.
She sure will. So we have two-persons team. So if you are interested in, you know, taking a break from work on a Monday and want to go enjoy some sunshine and have some fun, make sure to sign up for that golf tournament.
Okay, it is August 21st, and I've golfed it a couple times. It's a unique format. It's a lot of fun. And, of course, it goes for a great cause, right?
It sure does.
So when you raise money for through events like this, is it just going into your general fund? Do you have it set for different specific things? How does it work?
For big fundraisers like this, it's going to go to support the club. So operating budget,
sure.
It may be dedicated to specific things, but it also helps keep the lights on. That's important, especially when we've got kids in the building and a really big gym without any windows. It gets really dark if the lights aren't on.
Yes. Well, speaking of kids in the building, Talia, school is coming, and we're getting ready for that, and people can still get their kids signed up for after school, right?
Yes, we're accepting applications, and we're actively looking through them, and so get your application in online, and yeah, we'll be starting to get those kids in our building for school year.
Okay, and again, what is the website again?
bgcbemidji.org.
bgcbemidji.org. All the details you need are there.
Yes.
I'm assuming there's a tab they will click on for information on how to get registered and all of that stuff.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Join the club tab.
Yeah.
Join the club tab. Okay. Once again, it is National Night Out next Tuesday. And again, no charge to anybody. Absolutely free. Just come to the club.
Yes.
And they'll steer us to the backyard and have a lot of fun.
We'll feed you. We'll have fun. You can dunk a staff. You can see some police officers. You can even sit in their vehicle. They might lock you in it, but it'll be fun.
I'm fine sitting in the police car as long as I'm not in the back seat.
All right.
All right, Shelby Weckworth, the Grants Director, and Talia Couts. She is an assistant director from the Boys and Girls Club of the Bemidji area, getting us caught up with what's going on in the club. And again, National Night Out next Tuesday, August 1st, 5:30 to 7:30 at the club. Thank you both for being here today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for joining us today on Chatabout, sponsored by the Bemidji Chrysler Center, Honda of Bemidji, Beltrami Electric Cooperative, and Higgins Heating, Air Conditioning, and Refrigeration. Tomorrow, we'll get caught up on what's happening in the Beltrami County Fair in a couple of weeks. That's it for today. I'm Kev Jackson. Thank you for joining us on Chatabout.